What, you dare me
what,
to make
you,
it about
dare
feminism?
Me to make it about feminism?
Because I can make it about
because
feminism.
I can make it about feminism.
You are now listening you to the Feminist Bar Podcast. The Feminist Bar Podcast.
What is popping and welcome to the Feminist Bar Podcast with your host, Tina Nswemaka. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. Thank you to everybody who continues to listen to this podcast. I am starting this on like such a high note because we have recently reached over 30,000 downloads across platforms, and that's really exciting and really kind of like surpasses anything that I ever thought the numbers of this podcast would get to. So shout out to everybody who's been listening for the past 2 years, and let's double that number by spreading this platform, by spreading this space to the feminists, the girls and the gays who we know would love a safe space, a place of relatability, a place to feel seen. So yeah, welcome to the podcast and thank you so much for listening. As you know, we have been doing the 80,000 Too Many series on here, which has been an abortion series to demystify abortion with some of our funders, the Black Feminist Fund and Urgent Action Fund Africa. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, go ahead to the podcast and check out some of those episodes on abortion and reproductive justice and reproductive violence and get your learning and your education on, because those episodes are for you. So as you may already know, if you have listened to it, or as you may not, if you're still to listen to it, a big part of this project has been demystifying abortion and sharing our stories as a way to really live in honor of our abortions and say fuck you to the patriarchy. So we did ask you, the members of our community, to submit anonymous stories about your abortions and any other comments or stories that you want to share with us and you want to share with the Feminist Bar community. Just reminding you that this is a safe space where the girls and the gays can always come as they are. So I'm not going to take up too much of your time today in this episode, because this is an episode that is dedicated to all of the people who have been brave enough to share their stories, all of the people who look patriarchy in the face, who look the norms in the face and say, I will live for me. So one of the things we're going to be doing today, well, the only thing we're going to be doing today, because my voice is about to disappear from this episode, is listening to some of those stories, starting with the first one. So the first thing that I want to say just before I share the story is that there is going to be a link in the episode notes, which is going to be our official secret safe space here on the Feminist Bar Podcast. And you can go ahead and click that link in the episode notes and share your anonymous submission. You can share your abortion story. You can share any story, really, any story of your feminist awakening, any story of how you have conquered, any story of how you are navigating the world while accepting your, well, realizing where you are placed in it. And yeah, you'll find that link and I would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. This is our podcast. This is our podcast. So please feel free to do that. And again, huge shout out to those who have shared their stories with us. I also do want to say that, as you may know, like, we are quite low resourced. So we have taken to the use of technology to translate some of these stories. So since this is the first time that this is happening on the Feminist Bar, we would just love to hear some feedback around not only like the story itself, well, to the extent that is ethical, because it's not like you can really have an opinion over someone else's abortion. But most importantly, the format that these stories are taking. I know that there's not a lot of African AI voices out there, so you might listen to this and be like, oh my God, ew. But please just bear with us and give us your feedback about what you think. With time, hopefully we will get some other people within our vibrant community to do voiceovers, and that will seem a little bit more natural and a little bit more relatable. So again, thank you for tuning in and shout out to the community and Here goes our first abortion story.
Anonymous, 20 years old. I was just shy of 20 years old when it all happened. The thing that every young girl dreads is discovering her body. My boyfriend and I had had a few pregnancy scares before. It was like an internal alarm that was programmed to ring every time we had sex and L was approaching my period. It certainly didn't help that God made the symptoms of pregnancy similar to the symptoms you get at the beginning of your period. This particular month was different. It was almost like I just knew. We obviously had been using protection and would often buy a plan B just to ease our conscience. Well, it turns out my body had other plans. I used the last money L had to get tested at a nearby medical practice, which confirmed I was pregnant, and the doctor attempted to give me some counseling upon seeing that my whole being shifted for the worst. I asked about abortion, and he pointed out that it is illegal. I could see in his eyes that he was indeed pleading with me. I don't come from much, and my mother gave her all to ensure I was in college. I felt stupid and worthless. I didn't want to be a disappointment, and I certainly wasn't capable of raising a child, so I went over to the internet to look for whatever options I could find. I contacted a Dr. Philip from South Africa who gave me a woman's number. The horror stories we would often hear about people using hangers to abort started flooding my mind, but for the sake of my future, I was prepared to die for it. After a talk with my boyfriend, we decided to go for it. The pills cost our $800 and we would need to find someone to transport them across the border who wanted our $200. Albie looked for money as Elle did and together, we came up with the required sum. We wasted no time and got the pills which came with no instructions, so you can imagine how difficult that was. To add on, the pills came in a transparent plastic, which was hastily tied. We couldn't tell if we had bought paracetamol or abortion pills. I was fortunate to have LB, because he had found someone who said he was qualified to do it but wanted a whooping $100. We had to call up that lady who gave us the pills and ask for a refund. She agreed but certainly didn't make it easy for us. We got half the refund and added that to pay off the new guy. He put the pills in my vaginal canal using his very fat, calloused fingers and every minute hurt like hell. I started bleeding in the combi on the way home and it continued for about 4 days. I was happy when it stopped and we went for an ultrasound scan at that same guy who just said aish and that we needed to repeat the procedure. The second time hurt even worse and was so humiliating because he had to call in his friends to help. I remember crying so hard but El knew El couldn't tell anyone. I suddenly became even more grateful for Albie for showing up and holding my hand throughout the horrendous procedure. Abortion should be a free or small fee procedure at local clinics where women, young or old, can feel safe and protected. It already isn't an easy decision to make and the backdoor channel usually is neither safe nor sanitary. There will be no one to explain what is happening and up to this day, I'll do not know what initially went wrong or if everything was corrected. I am, however, happy that I did not carry the pregnancy to term. Albie broke up with me a couple of months later, but I did graduate with my honors degree and made my mother proud. Children are a lifetime responsibility, and that decision shouldn't be made by anyone else but the woman who is going to carry and raise them. It certainly cannot be forced by the government or a parent, or worse, even a soon-to-be absent father. Lastly, abortion does not reflect negatively on a woman's character. I do not think it is something to be ashamed of, neither is it to show that one has questionable morals. I believe it shows maturity and courage. It takes a lot to make such a difficult decision to ensure your life is on the intended path.
Again, thank you for your bravery, for sharing your story, for ever living in honor of your abortion, and for providing others with frames of reference and letting them know that it's going to be okay. And again, thank you for listening. If you would like to submit your story or any other story, please look into the episode notes and do that with us. That has been this episode of the Feminist Bar Podcast, and I will see you next week.